You're listening to SBS News.
Aboard the Ocean Viking charity ship between Malta and the Italian island of Lampedusa, dozens of Libyan families wait to be brought ashore. 34 of the people aboard the Ocean Viking, which is run by charities Doctors Without Borders and SOS Mediterranean, were rescued in recent days from a raft being battered by a storm off the Libyan coast. Alassane Conde is one of them. He's a migrant from Guinea who boarded the raft in Libya.
I want to thank God. Frankly, I am so happy. We left Libya. We are so happy to have left Libya. We are not well in Libya. We were suffering so, so much there.
Now Italy has confirmed it will take on some of the dozens aboard the ship at one of its ports. It's a sharp turnaround by newly sworn-in Minister Giuseppe Conte from his predecessor Matteo Salvini's hardline measure to block migrant ships and vessels from entering any Italian ports. Claire Faginelli is a member of the SOS Mediterranean search and rescue team. She's seen firsthand the migrant crisis that's resulted in thousands of North African migrants drowning at sea in recent years as they flee their home countries to make way for Europe.
People who are on land have no idea what we see at sea. That's why we are also testifying, to say this is what is happening, this is what we do. It's not just to prove wrong the human trafficking accusations, but it is also to say, don't you realise what is happening? There are people drowning every day. At what point do we turn our backs on someone who is about to die?
Mary Jo Frawley is a nurse for Doctors Without Borders, currently working aboard the Ocean Viking. In the 5 months since then Deputy Italian Prime Minister and Interior Minister Matteo Salvini ordered all ships carrying migrants be denied access to Italy's borders, she says the situation has become dire.
Where we used to see on a Sunday morning maybe hundreds of agencies, the Red Cross, the local church, Italian church group, and now we're blocked from going into those ports and we're restricted from going in those ports. I believe those people and the hearts are still there waiting for us. I just believe that there just needs to be a change in how governments are allowing us in.
Germany aims to host a conference about Libya this year in conjunction with the United Nations to try to stabilize the oil-producing country, where rival factions have been fighting over the capital. This week, German Chancellor Angela Merkel told Parliament Germany would do its part to avoid a proxy war there, warning that the situation in the North African country risks destabilizing the whole of Africa.
In Libya, a situation is developing that can take on similar dimensions to what we have seen in Syria. And it's imperative we do everything we can to make sure this does not escalate into a proxy war. And Germany will play its part.
The plans, which diplomats say are still in the early stages, are the first major diplomatic push since Eastern forces loyal to Khalifa Haftar in April launched an offensive to take Tripoli, held by the internationally recognised government. The campaign has displaced more than 120,000 people and derailed years of UN peace efforts. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.